Here we are,
Mr. Poe said, in a voice undoubtedly meant to be cheerful. Your new home. The Baudelaire children looked out and saw the prettiest house on the block. The bricks had been cleaned very well, and through the wide and open windows one could see an assortment of well-groomed plants. Standing in the doorway, with her hand on the shiny brass doorknob, was an older woman, smartly dressed, who was smiling at the children. In one hand she carried a flower pot.
"Hello there," she called out. "You must be the children Count Olaf is adopting."
Violet opened the door of the automobile and got out to shake the woman's hand. It felt firm and warm, and for the first time in a long while, Violet felt as if her life and the lives of her siblings might turn out well after all.
"Yes," she said, "yes, we are. I am Violet Baudelaire, and this is my brother Klaus, and my sister Sunny, and this is Mr. Poe, who has been arranging things for us since the death of our parents."
"Yes, I heard about the accident," the woman said, as everyone said, "How do you do?"
"I am Justice Strauss."
"That's an unusual first name," Klaus remarked.
"It is my title," she explained, "not my first name. I serve as a judge on the High Court."
"How fascinating," Violet said. "And are you married to Count Olaf?"
"Goodness me, no," Justice Strauss said. "I don't actually know him that well. He is my next-door neighbour."
The children looked from the well-scrubbed house of Justice Strauss to the dilapidated one next door. The bricks were stained with soot and grime. There were only two small windows, which were closed with the shades drawn, even though it was a nice day. Rising above the windows was a tall and dirty tower that tilted slightly to the left. The front door needed to be repainted, and carved in the middle of it was an image of an eye. The entire building sagged to the side like a crooked tooth.
"Oh,"
said Sunny, and everyone knew what she meant. She meant, "What a terrible place. I don't want to live there at all."
"Well, it was nice to meet you," Violet said to Justice Strauss.
"Yes," said Justice Strauss, gesturing to her flower pot. "Perhaps one day you could come over and help me with my gardening."
"That would be very pleasant," Violet said, very sadly.
It would, of course, be very pleasant to help Justice Strauss with her gardening, but Violet could not help thinking that it would be far more pleasant to live in Justice Strauss's house instead of Count Olaf's. What kind of a man, Violet wondered, would carve an image of an eye into his front door? Mr. Poe tipped his hat to Justice Strauss, who smiled at the children and disappeared into her lovely house. Klaus stepped forward and knocked on Count Olaf's door, his knuckles rapping right in the middle of the carved eye. There was a pause, and then the door creaked open, and the children saw Count Olaf for the first time.
"Hello, hello, hello," Count Olaf said in a wheezy whisper.
He was very tall and very thin, dressed in a grey suit that had many dark stains on it. His face was unshaven, and rather than two eyebrows, like most human beings have, he had just one long one. His eyes were very, very shiny, which made him look both hungry and angry.
"Hello, my children. Please step into your new home and wipe your feet outside so no mud gets indoors."